But on the other hand, we're not going to accept the parochial agreement, we're not gonna come out with a damn tax thing right now.
No, I think the only person that's cracking in hard.
Well, I'm all for it now, so that he doesn't get up, get a leg up, so that it doesn't become an issue.
Every time that we bat him around or something, he's backed up.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to make a statement on the issue.
You know?
Yeah, you got it. I just wonder if we're not wasting him, trying to do anything wrong, I think. We got the WCP tomorrow, it looks like we're all about that line against economic development, are you worried about what he's doing? Put more focus on what he's doing. It's not this television night, which, you know, we gotta be watching.
If you are away then, why don't, if they're meeting this afternoon, why don't you go by that meeting, let's say you're gonna have a meeting.
I've already talked to all of them.
Okay, well, let's say you're gonna have a meeting today, play it off tonight. All right. You got more value out of it today and what you get out tomorrow.
Okay, that's more of a revenue share.
But I wasn't thinking of getting, well, the revenue sharing is, I'm not thinking basically.
Where you got a story about.
Just have to come up, but then I'll get one to come up and have dinner and so forth and so on, but the point is that it will show me spending the weekend, concerned, working on how to dismiss the Congress there, rather than spending the weekend just writing and delivering two radio speeches. What I mean?
What about the Saturday morning for a Sunday sitter?
All right, it's better. Fine. Shift it to Saturday morning.
I'd give a lot more attention.
They can all fly up Saturday morning. And, that's a good idea.
I need to get the attention diverted from the Congress tomorrow.
That's right.
It looks like, well, of course, if you go Saturday morning, is that rushing up after the governor's speech to work out the.
No, not if you announce it earlier. I don't think the governor's speech, I would just get that concerned.
So we have someone wanna get him off, and wanna hit him so hard.
But I agree, let's, but if we come up Saturday morning, we have a meeting, it's really better to have them here knocking their brains off and then, see my time. What's the purpose of coming up Saturday morning? And then they back there.
It's better at dinner Friday night, and you both brief Saturday morning.
It's the brief Saturday morning.
You wanna announce this, it would be. As I say, we met last night with the president, and we're all right.
See?
Yeah.
That was my turn, basically. The whole purpose, Bob, is to give it a handle. A handle, and frankly, we sort of wrap around, but they now have this very president that they have dinner. They all came back, they come back before the van tells them it's on, the truck is on, I agree. Yeah, but they all left at that time.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. What do you think, Chuck? Do you think they'll set up at 10:30?
I think the important thing is when the briefing takes place, as a result.
Exactly.
When they announce the details that are gonna be additional bills will be to the whole government, because you're not gonna go by with tax increase.
Is it on that store? And I want you to discuss this with, in the meeting. Chuck, I'm gonna have to read contract. On that store, I have, I have sort of a plan to put out on a day and so forth. I don't agree with that now. I think we should get it over with. I think that putting out day after day, veto that, keeps this issue. You know what I mean? I just don't want that to be our news. I know you're quite well that every time you veto something, you're vetoing higher taxes. It probably, with the kind of media we have, will not be worse up. I think doing it in one good package, say Tuesday, and be done with it. And then the veto for three of the damn things and put out a hard hitting message. Maybe radio it. What do you think?
Well,
we spread it through the week, but I'm not too keen on that.
I've been a
See, that's how it began, we got the water on the beach going, rather than the thing, these need for higher taxes. I want to jolt it, say it, and I thought, I think that's where it ends, so that doesn't make it up. And also, I want to get it back on Vietnam.
It gives the government something to keep it happy to.
That's right. Every time we meet, so he makes a speech on it. I'd rather have him talking, you see, I want to get back on our issue, Chuck.
Why don't you wait till Thursday, you don't have it. And that looks like it's been working, all these bills, we've worked out Thursday, you can sign over 20, you can, and that's the 90 way of contact.
Let's see, Monday, so let's look at, Monday is the New York business, so that's where we want the motor meeting. Tuesday, what do we have to do?
Do you guys double sign?
Well, that's not supposed to.
If you can double also on the same day.
Yeah, all right.
Then it looks like you finished your work on the bill.
All right, we won't do it then Tuesday, but then Wednesday, the radio, right? Education, radio.
Radio.
Now that, let me see, I've ordered that, Chuck, we'll have the purpose doing that.
Thursday, you got nothing as of now, except in fact, you got nine. It'd be good to do something substantive that day, to write on the news, saying, and the president on it.
Except that I'm going to have it early to prepare a damn good statement, I promise, I'm going to lay the black line, strip mining, the future of that part of the sky.
That's for AMs.
Huh?
That's for AMs, that's for, right, well, maybe the news, I'm not sure they're going to make that. So this is a PM.
So we might make a veto thing for the Thursday night papers, right? But let me suggest this, Bob, you sit in, with you and Chuck sit in this meeting. Remember, we want you there, but the purpose of the PR, I'm getting the question. So I decided to leave it, there's no.
And you want, let me understand, you want them to come up for dinner on Friday night?
Not with me, though.
Well, not with you.
They're going to go to law, I think.
Right.
Because I got to be thinking about, I got to be working on my, get my radio, and also my remarks, my, because John understands that, says it's perfectly all right.
Sure.
And then, see, I will be there, because I'm going to come back and fill it up, because they come up, they have dinner, they have a chat, you know, it's nothing, basically, it's eye watch, but it's not bad, they'll enjoy it. And then they go on a helicopter, go back to Washington, and greet them all. Fair enough? Sound all right to you, Chuck?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It's the briefing you want, so, and we got one more shot at it, if you don't complete it, let's hear it.
We're walking a tightrope on this progression, and I'm talking to David about it, and I wasn't talking to her. We've got to take the Congress on, but, I said, for Christ's sake, it's a very hard thing, and if they ask you, you want a Republican party, you can't say yes. I'll say no. But you see the problem, you were home. I covered that all the time.
I did a beautiful job on the Capitol Floor group last night.
Remind what he said,
when the Republican Congress, they said, why is the president, why is he campaigning against the
Carmichael?
Doesn't he want a Republican Congress? I said, the president has made it clear that he wants a Congress that supports his position.
That's what he said.
And he, Senator Eastman, they zeroed in. He said, Senator Eastman is very strong in support of the president.
Right.
In important matters.
So if
a president seeks congressional support, not on a partisan basis, but on the basis of
it's a great way to do it. It's a great way to get the Republican Congress.
Well, and it's terribly, oh sure, it's terribly important because, you know, what we're all saying about Connecticut is just the most important point.
They think they're going to lose four Congress. They're scared for that.
They will. You know, it does no margin to lose all four.
They will. It isn't going to be possible. there's some Jukinski, yeah, plaque is out in Chicago, and we'll go there too.
But you're the safe boat, I really find out, along Nixon, New York, that Nixon boat, Nixon being rolling it all the way. My way to go on New York.
That's probably, that we cannot avoid.
And probably, how do people understand that, too? They know that we can't.
The whole understanding, I didn't mislead the public.
Why you are not making around saying, oh, I don't know, I give a public.
Well, out of the White House today, they came close. They actually, they had to, because, you know, they were just right about the Congress, what's the record, I just gave the baseball clue, I said, well, frankly, they're on the domestic front, they get a positive mark for what they did in recognition. Looking at all of the major proposals that we recommended, they have a batting average of 200. And when you got a batting average like that, you said, well, someone's got to bench, you got to get some computers, that's what they're doing. And then I'll come back to the record. It's good stuff, the baseball season.
You're not saying you're wrong.
And it's quite true, the batting average is about 200. And also, Chuck, I do think that some people think the Congress made answers to themselves.
I don't think quite as good.
Absolutely. I would stand if you were saying.
Well, just before the
WCBL's title of the shores, well, they're ready to come to the administration now, right? It's like that job that you want to understand. Do you have any other different views on this, either you or Bob? much money you can make.
I just can't do it with a little bit of flying, that's why.
Kids, so he's very tough.
So, well, now, what about the Segretti recruiting 50 men?
Mine said.
As I said, there is an important discussion for work with the chief. An important thing here is that the governor wants to give $1,000. I mean, he just totally, he didn't even make any attempt to play with the question. And then he gave a 5-minute speech and wouldn't let him interrupt. He just go battling on. And wants to know where this afternoon meeting is, because he's going to say they're meeting with you today, I guess. Are you going to meet with them at all today or tomorrow?
Well, I'll just say that they're where they're going to meet them.
I'll just say they're, let me say here, why don't he say in the executive office building?
I don't want to meet with them in person because I want them to get their game plan. To think it over, because otherwise it'd be a bull session.
I want to get going.
Did you reach out and
sir, run through his office?
Oh, yeah. Show him to the very hard. Oh, I'm sure you will. I have the door is for him.
Yeah.
All right. So really tonight, if you could show him to the door and he asked us all to do that, that's pretty good place.
Big text.
know, when you, when you think about the issues that do get to people, rather than government has started this state by state program.
They have, and all of us, or you need to, say, do a push.
I don't know, I think that we should. A different format, maybe the government uses, but not the same format, but people are all asking about the water. Have you ever looked at both, you know, the.
Well, yeah, tell me about it.
Well, this is a political question. The heading of this grant is on hand for government program. Some ways it doesn't seem to play the role of government, it talks about the ones that they, paying question. Last night, you hardly settled yourself to pay a camera and then called in and landed. How soon can I expect my $1,000 check? Some of the public revenue exchange with the government, but how many times you change his mind about one thing or another? In other words, send your questions like amnesty, abortion, marijuana, pulling out Vietnam and school bus. The government advises the best to be happy about the whole thing because it gave the candidate a chance to answer charges to the director. It also said Cheney isn't afraid to come up with voters while President Nixon had it in the way. But to those gathered around the voting and setting the government's pressure, there appears a candidate still coming across as being offensive about the issue of the water and drug campaign. The question could have come straight out of the White House political radio. And of course, they had trouble with the telephone, and you couldn't hear the questions being asked. At one point, he said that the audience would be patient when I was getting more trying to go over there. Then one question is said, well, his answer was, I'd like to be able to hear everybody's last meal. That was a proposal by someone in my economic department, but we moved away from that one. I think it is not a practical proposal. What I've suggested is a guaranteed job for everybody's able to work. The next man would accuse the government of changing his mind. That thought himself was not a depression from Shaker Heights if the government changed his mind about amnesty, drug, and tax reforms, but that's not the worst. The government, you tell me the issues in which I've changed my mind. I think it's not their charge. Sergeant Schreiber himself said you were for total amnesty. The government, I am for total amnesty. I'm not for amnesty for deserters, and I never have been. Carson, the last of Sergeant Schreiber said, well, you let George the government speak to George the government.
Oh, will you please?
Now what else have I changed my mind? And then when the eagle to the bear, said Carson, said you were 1,000% behind him. Right, your vice presidential candidate at this moment. The government had to explain that you were behind eagle to the 1,000% first. The papers have said to replace him because eagle to the medical record was diverting attention from the issue. Can you imagine he spent 110 stations, 150,000, 60,000
Well, I hope that they, I hope they believe that his people do believe that's something.
That's what we're going to do. They have, what do they do with that? That's what they have.
I think it's that, of course, you see that gets to the typical attitude of the establishment that, you know, they really want the man to come out and answer questions. Well, sure they do. You get out there and ask it yourself.
Well, this is someone asking a question that the worst thing he said in the back is by that thing, which is real questioning, he's proven the boldness of that television question and answer thing he did.
Yeah.
Where they didn't ask a single question about any one of those things. They asked questions like, why do you want to be president? What will you do for the country?
When I was a statement moving on the White House, the government is screening the questions in response to criticism. But they are trying to let candid questions come through. These aren't just questions, these are arguments. These are people going up, giving them help. I'll tell you that was specific, all right?
Now they're going to screen the questions.
Now they're going to screen the questions.
Yeah.
Everything. How the government scores on some issues, if you score on others.
That's
your way of having trust. And it was one of the things, you know, what it said. On corruption, we would be the public way less ahead of the government on cleaning up corruption. That's consistent, but with all of the Watergate crap, you would wonder if that might not have been.
I think all of us are cracking our heads. any effect of that kind of stuff is only affecting the political animals. And Ken and Alan Shop will be very worried about this sort of thing, that they should be up their job. But this sort of thing doesn't affect, what can affect the election at this point is our events. In my opinion, events, and I don't, and they have an event.
How can they have an event?
Well. Do something like submission,
and you just start banging around.
They go to Canada, they could just pray for something that's only happened there. Really not gonna make it, it's dramatic, I think, to make the impact. And this guy's credibility and presence. But anyway, the point is how he's coming across as a man, that's what we have to check. If he stayed three, that these two P's, I suppose, you know what I mean? Even when you're being bad, there's a tendency to be for the man being questioned.
If the man being questioned was the kind of legitimate sympathy or admiration for some of the wisdom part of this,
it's a spark. Another thing about that, just like Johnson, as people read this, I'm off the televising that the country. You better call it right now, and he calls him up and says, why didn't you do this? Right. Somebody has to do it, or somebody has to do it. And I can also see why I'm doing it. Yeah.
Guess if I'm trying to do that, it's going to be the way.
What you have to do.
Well, I'm not so interested in that. You start to make it all excited about it. Show up every paper, you know,
I would think if you could fix all those narrow wires for a
second. You know, you would not.
Listen, I love the way, but getting back to that, this sort of, what do you think, Chuck, about the telephone, so that we can improve that learning, those facts, reasons, questions, and all that. But today, if it gives him an opportunity to get across to people, it's a pleasant man trying to do his best.
I believe he's now beyond that point where he could rebuild his personal image.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think he can rebuild his personal image. The only thing he can do is try to find one thing to hang on to and hope. In a 2 week period, that he's able to stick to one point on people's mind. And he wrote it there, the point that will bring Democrats back. Because the only way that we can get the economy, that's why I'm so we have hard time to get back over on something else. But his whole game plan, in the desperate position he's in, should be talk about the economic issue, rally back the Democratic Party with jobs and employment. But, you know,
not only right, you know, so with our strategy of how we ran this campaign and how brilliant and conceived it was, the key pinpoint should be written. Was with our pony Watergate case, which caused McCarran to devote about 60% of his effort for 2 months trying to peddle a line that only about 20% of the people in the country had even a passing interest in.
And only 3% of the people in the country
did. The most brilliant item of strategy other than getting George Wallace out of the race was in getting Watergate. The other thing it accomplished is it kept a lot of our people busy worrying about it, and thus avoided their going out and screwing something up.
Yeah, well, on that, I agree with you. I say about the time that our assholes come out in the next 2 weeks. I wouldn't give anything that they say, even the light of day. I'd say last minute smear. Whatever.
That should be Ron's thing in startup right now for the next 2 weeks.
Anyway, I'm not going to comment on any last minute smears.
The last minute desperation that the last minute smear. Because people expect that from us to campaign. I think this can be tremendous.
And as a matter of fact, McGregor should warn him, as a state.
Yeah.
Is he doing that? Or has he done it yet? I remember that was one of Lynn Hall's. Great about it. So Lynn would do that every time. He's warned for last minute snares and he did it about this time. The breakers you warned him. Have I been warned? Warned too. They put the one that went through a lot of campaign. Warned his last minute snares. We won't know his name. It's just a good idea.
They already indicated.
They telegraphed their punches.
Telegraphed their punches. They were what their plan is.
Just brief.
Well, if that kind of stuff would have any effect, we have no type of, would have. You don't have to test that west end, but you should put some election people. Just thinking of those, whether that's gas version.
Probably.
You could also.
Are they the people listening?
That, yeah, A, the people are listening, and B, that by building, you can finally get the point through.
It actually catches on, that's their thought. Repetition does sometimes catch on.
Yeah, it's going on since June.
I know, yeah, that's the point. By going on since June, we eventually get through.
Well, I was in the prison for the last 2 weeks. This is going to get through, maybe 2.6. West end, that would not be west end, it'd be states.
No, I can't. Just being fine with all of the Democrats, but I can get way through Democrats, but strictly on the economic issue. Not going to get that, we can find out.
Have a, or the contract plus is not a, not a grant, and you get something like that, which is better than two.
On my.
He was, he did this, and I don't think he's sincere, he's done it for me. It was a real stupid approach. But it hit you on the one piece.
Now, you know, currently, so.
Well, you got to focus on pension or something, they can't pension. That's a good issue. And some people do not get administration, but they try to make that the sexy issue of the election. The last couple of years. You should be talking about food prices. Or the taxes. Very good work. All right.
But I think that's what he's trying to do, don't you?
I think that's what he's trying to do tomorrow night.
Sure, whatever, then he's moving west tonight when he gets closer to the election.
That was a moral crisis.
That's a moral crisis and corruption.
Well, you see, those are the two issues then, and maybe he's going to write. Maybe he's going to get off of Vietnam. How the hell can he get off of Vietnam? He has to.
He was going to make Vietnam the issue for the rest of the campaign. He was going to go all out. He launched this big super surrogate thing. Everybody, everywhere was jumping on Vietnam. He gave the big speech everywhere.
Yeah, everybody jumped on him. What was that?
Losing Saudi Arabia. Poor Fashman picked up his New York Times. And that was the end of the Vietnam issue. In cars, he can't get Saudi Arabia. Then where is he possibly going to go? Even the New Republic shit up.
But Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won absolutely nothing on that.
He lost. He lost his people that are winning. It's not that I'll say he went too far. Even the worst of them don't want to take the gun out of the hands of the poor old group that's out there shooting at Vietnam.
And then, of course, he had five positions that was clarified that
constantly doing that.
But you make a mistake. Sometimes it's better just to swallow it for long. But he keeps putting out explanations for it.
And then he explains it worse than that. He's lost Vietnam, and Castro decided he's lost it. They'll lob it out here and there, but with Henry bouncing around in the first place, he knows something that may happen, even about the half of the fact that they're bouncing around through the world. Yeah. And evil plans. I mean, Henry's got it. Henry's bad on it. Henry would have decided on that stuff.
But he took over, says he'll cop out Vietnam, no occasion, and
I know what he said.
Getting on the plane. That's about a quarter of the year, about Henry Fitz, he said, well, he should have done this 4 years ago.
There was a director of the president. But I think he's just given up being that. I think he's figured, whatever he's got on that, he's got. Every time he says something, he loses. So,
quiet. He cannot lose, basically. His radical support of Vietnam, and he isn't going to be gaining any other, so he ought to keep his mouth shut and get something else. Okay. His radical mistake, but he doesn't have standing more on. So what he ought to do is get the hell out of the person.
All right, sir. He says somebody will think very hard of him, and then argue that he's got to stay on Vietnam to keep his radical
part. Yeah, that's been
simple. Just like Carter Perry tells you, you've got to get out of the campaign and keep your volunteers fired.
Yeah, come on.
second, the biggest mistake that he's made, strategy was the constant issue, and not people stay at one.
Even when he announced he was going to stay with Vietnam all this week, he gets it shot down and quit. And he's just going to give a speech on corruption, and then something went wrong, and that's where he gives this Q and A thing.
Or that's where he's 6 months old.
Now he's going to give his taxes and economic business plan. And as soon as we guess the impact on that, he does it, they walk away from it.
Yeah, the tax is 3 times more up there.
And you should be in taxes from first.
And if he does, maybe there's got to not talk about that issue. We've got to hit it once and do it, and then talk about it secondary levels. But the big guns, we've got to hit him on Vietnam, national defense, the whole bipartisan foreign policy, and the fact that he's had people of welfare goals.
Morning before you go to New York?
No,
I'll hand David over the weekend.
Tuesday.
state is a problem, but I mean, when you visit your way to the other, I don't want to. I don't want to go to the other. What time we leave Kentford, tomorrow, Philadelphia?
Ten thirty.
So what is the purpose of this one? I had a talk with him before, about a month ago, on the stuff that we were here. Yeah. Well, why don't you get him in for, I could go tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. We leave at 10:30, but you see, that's a, maybe you should give him up, no breathing, not get up and down, maybe we'll breathe him up. And that'll get me a cutoff time too. And you'll have the boys, take a run up there, see what a pleasant road would be to ride. I just wanna ride through the great country, you tell them, I don't wanna get any place in a long hurry. Or go in a general direction. Very good.
Now, you're gonna chop her up from here tomorrow, is that your plan? There's a plane going up.
I don't want to.
Well, it's a problem. Same, why don't you go by chopper?
Save time. The time you go here, get to the airport, get on the plane and go up there, and then go on in. It's about the same, I didn't beat your car, you go this way.
It's better if you get you into it.
Well, I don't wanna ride with those people. Don't have them ride with me, and I have this meeting with Westmoreland, and I'm off for time to plan to go.
But we're gonna go there, because if they have to get up there, get in the plane, that's the plan here.
I have a meeting with Westmoreland,
it's an often enough, but that's not what I'm.
Alright, fine.
Say you have business here, no problem.
You don't have to have an excuse, no.
We don't.
I hate to say, I don't wanna go on the plane, no. Because, I don't want anybody on the chopper with me. And I have to talk to Rebecca, I don't want conversations, I'll be working. So I don't mind any of our standing on right now, I don't want any, that's all, not the Schultz's or any of those, because I'll be just sort of thinking that about the meeting, I'm like, figure stuff, people, there's nobody. That's correct, no problem with that.
Clear on the chopper, and then drive partway while the chopper comes and picks you up, partway back to Camp David.
Yeah, I'd love to just pick a nice little high school field or something. But I wanna drive for about an hour. And what time do we finish this, I want to go there.
And you, I think, I want to hear,
I'd like to drive about an hour and a half, let's put it that way. And then helicopter rest for that, maybe I can. Okay. It's almost a 3 hour drive, about a long drive halfway.
ECR and
ADL. ECR is the helicopter.
Pennsylvania countryside.
Like they used to do, and I forgot that at the time,
or the time you drove, same kind of operations from Sam Goldman's house that time.
Yeah.
Remember you drove down to the helicopter, and instead of getting on, you just stayed in the car and went on?
This time, I would not. I don't have any
see an opportunity.
Yeah, but I do. Well, the only possible making of that drive would be put with that.
I'm sure that would.
Well, it depends, but I don't see how it can be that total.
That's my point.
Well, we have another bill. If you picture almost the worst, we need to have to settle. And everybody cares about it. And then on about Friday before the election, Chief gets assassinated and the communists take over the capital. Could happen. Then you got a problem. But I can't imagine that that's going to help the government. If you had a sane guy against you, that might hurt you. Because your plan would then have failed, but where's his plan? And what will people do in the case of a crisis like that? They'll turn to you because they think you know how to deal with it, no matter even if you create it. So I can't do that. They have things. I was just finding out the code. I got another confirmation. Okay.